Merry Christmas.
Case number 12,641, David Popple seeks variances from the front yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures, section 115-25, 115-182, and 115-185, in Sussex County zoning period. The property is located at the southwest side of Old Lighthouse Road within the Cape Winter subdivision. The 911 address is 38846 Old Lighthouse Road, Southbeville. The zoning district is AR1, the tax map is District 533, map 20.18, parcel 171. The applicant is seeking a 21.8-foot variance from the 25-foot front yard setback for a proposed shed. And we added a 24.69-foot and 24.77-foot variance from the 25-foot front yard for an existing shed. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening, can you state your names and address for the record?
My name is Matthew Sachs. I work for Johnson's Allscapes, the contractor applying for the variance.
And your address?
It's 36089 Lumberyard Lane, Willards, Maryland.
I'm David Popple, 38846 Old Lighthouse Road in Southbeville.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I wanted to speak first of the uniqueness of the property. As you can see, it's oddly shaped. The existing shed that's there, we did not apply for variance for that. It was existing when he bought the house. It's a portable shed. It's under 200 square feet. It's like a 12 by 16. No footings, no, it can be easily moved. But we are applying to build a garage in the driveway area, setback from Old Lighthouse Road. That is the only area available to be able to develop for parking. He has no cover from the weather for any vehicle he wants to leave there. It's a vacation property that himself and his family uses. They would like to be able to leave a vehicle there without fear of it being vandalized, stolen, or damaged by weather, flooding. That is really the only area they have to do that. The essential character of the neighborhood, all of the finishes on the building will match the house, siding, color, every detail on the design of the building matches the property.
Does that complete your presentation?
Do you have anything to add?
No, you did a good job. The house, out of the row of houses there, which are called the Rainbow Homes because of the colors they're painted, the house I own was the only one. It was built on short piling, so there's no storage underneath the home. All the rest of those homes have at least 6 or 7 feet underneath them. So I'm really limited on what I can do there as far as protecting anything I need to store.
Is that considered part of Cape Windsor? Or is it?
We're not in the association there, but it's, I guess it's considered part of the Cape Windsor block. But it's, you know, I'm not affiliated with Cape Windsor. I don't have any of the dues or the perks associated with that development.
Did you have to go through any kind of process, through any kind of HOA to have this approved? Do you have any kind of approval for
no.
that? Or are you a standalone property?
Yes, sir.
I'm familiar with that area, so.
Yeah, I bought the house 3 years ago roughly, and you know, it just became apparent that after being in there for a year, you know, it was sorely lacking for.
Always wondered about it because it was always different shape from the rest of the homes there.
I think that was because of the lot. You know?
Yes. And wondered if it was part of Cape Windsor, if it was part of all the rest that was going on there.
Yeah, it's separate. You know, the only thing I can really say that I would add to that is that the old highway now is a dead end, so there's not much traffic going past the home. And obviously there's no neighbor on the north side on the bridge side. So, you know, as far as anybody would having, you know, a problem with the garage, there's no neighbor there, and there's no neighbor towards the west where the existing small shed is.
Do you have an estimation of how far your property line is from Old Lighthouse Road?
It's 25.6 feet from the building to the property line. Then there's an additional 6 to 7 feet from the property line to the road.
To be honest with you, sir, I believe when they built that house, they got a variance to put that home there, from what I understand.
So I just want to make sure, because you're spitting some numbers out.
I thought.
You said it's 0.67 feet from the property line to the road?
Roughly. It's
so it's about a foot?
6 feet. No, it's about 6 feet. Yeah, 6 to 7 feet. I apologize.
Okay. Sorry. So there's a gap between the edge of paving and the front yard property line?
Correct.
Okay.
And how big is the proposed structure that you intend to build?
22 by 17. It's just long enough for him to be able to park vehicles inside of the building, two vehicles.
And water and sewer for the property?
Yeah, it's all artesian and central sewage.
Okay. And again, if you could, the plans for the shed that currently is there?
The plans for it?
Mm-hmm.
In regards to?
Keeping, it's going to stay?
Correct.
Yeah, it's in a, if you look at where the shed sits, it's in a piece of property that
right. It's
pretty awkward. It's just like a finger sticking out there.
Yeah, there's.
To be honest with you, I have a little deck on the water side. I can sit there and view the, you know, view down the canal.
Yeah.
But you know, as far as vehicle or motorcycle or anything large, that building's not suitable for that.
So, help me to understand. You said that Old Lighthouse Road is a dead end road.
Well, it used to be, from what I understand, that was the main road going into.
Understand.
Route 1.
Where's that?
It's
okay.
Right there. Yeah.
Got it.
Like maybe 200 yards or something like that.
Okay.
Tenth of a mile.
So the existing houses going down there, they all have parking underneath because they're up off the ground.
Same builder, but when they got to this lot, I guess they had to design a house.
They ran out along piling
streets. Yes. Well, the story I got, honestly, was that one contractor got the wrong message and cut the piling short.
Okay.
Whether it's true or not, I can't verify that, but once they were in, they weren't going to replace them, I guess.
Go ahead.
So you're proposing a detached garage.
Yes, sir.
How much room is going to be between the garage and the existing house?
Approximately 4 foot.
Okay. Is there a reason you're not putting the garage right up against the house?
Because the floor plan of the house, you would have to access through a bedroom to get inside if you attached it. And I was also concerned about, you know, they're all three-story homes, and I want to make sure that when the time comes that a contractor can get up on that roof, have access if he has to get up there. And I didn't want to put the building too close to the home.
Okay.
To leave a little.
So where's your front door located?
It's the extreme west end.
Right there at that porch.
I'm sorry, that's
got
east.
It. Okay.
That's east end, I'm sorry.
Okay, so detached garage allows you to walk around and get to the front.
Right,
door.
And go right out the side of the garage up the steps into the house.
Okay. Is there going to be anything above the garage, or is it just for parking your cars?
That's it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're proposing to make it aesthetically pleasing to match the home, too.
All right, thank you.
You don't see there being any vision issues on Old Lighthouse with that? It doesn't stick out as far as your current shed?
It would not.
Would that be correct?
Correct. It would not protrude it past that.
Mr. Sherman?
Just to be clear, while you didn't ask for it, we've advertised for that shed. So if that shed's going to remain, it has to have a variance.
Okay.
And probably a building permit too, right, Ms. Norwood?
I believe so. I wasn't able to find any record of a permit.
You know, the funny thing it was, when I bought the home in July of 2018, the owner never showed up at the closing, so I never even met the man.
Was that shed there when you bought it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And is it something that could be moved off the road? I mean, I know there's a finger there, but is that the minimum variance to afford relief? Because that's going to be inches from the property line.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know where you'd move it to. When I bought the house, I did have it anchored because I was afraid if the water ever came up, I didn't want it floating away onto somebody's property. So there is anchors around that building anchoring it down. And so I got some money into it. You know, I prefer to keep it. It's you know, the home and the shed can't be any older than the home. The home's about 7 years old, roughly.
Any complaints about it?
No, I have all good neighbors. And as you can see, I only have one direct neighbor, Dalton, on my east side there. But people there.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12641 for Mr. Papel. Property has unique physical shape, and due to those physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity. And the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Mr. Hastings, would you not only approve the proposed but the existing?
And the existing.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12641 has been approved.
Thank you very much.